Tov. Okay, so we're continuing our studies. Yesterday we learned that the Har HaBayit, real Har HaBayit, Har HaMoria, is Chamesh Meot Amah, or Chamesh Meot Amah. An Amah is, for argument's sake, approximately 18 inches. So 500 feet by 500 feet is 750 feet by 750 feet. It's not a very big area. It's far, far smaller than what we call today Har HaBayit. And the Rambam's opinion seems very clear that there was an actual wall around Har HaBayit, around the Chamesh Meot Amah, or Chamesh Meot Amah, which means, if we understand the Rambam correctly, or at least if I understand right, that the Kotel, of today is not the wall we're talking about. Because the Kotel of today is a significantly larger area, although apparently from east to west, it's not that much more than Chamesh Meot Amah, but the Rambam says Chamesh Meot Amah is exact, which would mean that there was an actual wall around the Har HaBayit, the area, the sacred area of the Har HaBayit. The rest is landfill, and it was built and developed over the years, especially during the time of Herod of Hurdus. So, in this wall that surrounded the Har HaBayit, we're told Chamisha She'arim Hoyale. There were five gateways, five entranceways in. Echad min ha'mayrev, one, only one, was found on the west side. Ve'echad min ha'mizrach. And there was one door, only one door that entered in from the east. Echad min ha-tzafon, one is from the north. And then shnayim min ha-darom, there were two from the south. Now, the Rambam tells us the dimensions of these doors. Rochav kol sha'ar eser amot. The width of each one of these doors is 10 amot, 15 feet. V'govho, and the height is esrim, is 20 amot high, almost 30 feet high. So it's very significant, very large doors. V'yesh lahem delatot, these doors, or gateways, had doors that opened and closed. We don't know what the doors looked like. We don't know if they were gold or copper, but we know that they had doors. Now, here's something very important. The assumption is that this is the gate on the east, is what we call Shar Shushan, was also known as Shar HaZohav, that the gate on the west, behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was called Shar Kifonos, that the gate on the Tzafon was called Shar Tede, or Tedi, and then that the two gates which are found on the south were called Shar or Shar Echulda. And there are two reasons that are brought down for the names of Shar Echulda. One is that Chulda HaNeviah, who was a great prophet, sat at those gates and taught Torah publicly. And the other is that it's like a weasel, because it has like a burrows in like a tunnel. So the popular approach to this is that in the southern wall excavation, which many presume, seems to me mistakenly, that that's actually the wall of Chamesh Meot Amah, Chamesh Meot Amah, that somebody told me it was originally Chamesh Meot Amah, and then Herod expanded those walls. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says Har HaBayit itself is Chamesh Meot Amah, Chamesh Meot Amah. Rambam says that there was Hayam Mukaf Choma. He doesn't say the whole area. He doesn't say the whole table. He says the 500 amot by 500 amot. Now, there are two gates. There are two gates from the southern excavation, which is the same wall as what we call Kotel today. And they do come through like tunnels. And you actually could go through those gates till today. In fact, the Arabs use it to go to their mosque. They have the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is a black mosque, and then they built a mosque underneath, under the noses of the Israelis in the last couple of years, which my understanding is the site of a football stadium. Second largest mosque in the world, as I've been told, which they cleared out. They were clearing out 20 tractor trailers of dirt a day, which actually did us a big favor because they dumped it outside Yerushalayim. And our archaeologists have found an incredible amount of treasure troves that they never would have been able to dig on the Har HaBayis. But there is nothing to do with Har HaBayis itself. This is the extreme southern area. It's far away from Chamesh Meot Amah, Chamesh Meot Amah. So to me, it seems very strange to call those the Shar Echulda, even if they seem to match the description, because that's not the wall we're talking about. You know, others maintain that I'm wrong, and that those are actually the Shar Echulda, and that the Shar Kiponos and the Shar Tede and the Shar Mizrach is actually at the area of what they call the Kotel enclosure today. Here's something interesting. In the east side, there are today, like there's like a doorway. Its doorway is stuffed with stones, and there's a cemetery there. And there's the reason they did it, apparently the Arabs did it because they believed, we have this tradition that Eliyahu HaNavi will come through that door in the time of Mashiach. So they put a cemetery there because they figure Eliyahu is a Kohen, so he'll never be able to come in over there. And if they block the door, they can stop Mashiach from coming, which is patently ridiculous. The problem, of course, is it doesn't match the dimensions at all. At all. So a friend of mine told me that many years ago, there was an elementary school teacher whose passion was the Beit HaMikdash, and every year he would go to Eretz Yisrael and take pictures and pictures and pictures and examine things and look at things. Anyway, there used to be an open kind of cave beneath the area where those doors are, and that his friend ran down into the cave. There was an Arab guard always there. And he waited and waited till the guy went away for a little while. He ran inside there. This is in the old days with a regular camera. He just took pictures and pictures as much as he could take. And he ran out, and then the Arab guy came and chased him with a machete. So afterwards, he says, the Arabs put grates. Nobody's allowed to go in there anymore. But he developed these pictures. And as he developed the pictures, you could see from the bottom of the cave, the rubble, you could see the rising of what seems to be a very large doorway, which seems to indicate that this might be the actual Shaar HaMizrach. Of course, the problem that, if you ask me, that I would have with that is, that's not the Chamesh Meot Amma. So it is eminently possible that the Kotel of today, or the retaining wall of the expanded and the larger area of Har HaBayit, also had 5 Shiurim. But that's not discussed in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The Rambam never talks about that wall, because that wall is not actually part of the Migdash. That wall is outside of the Migdash area. The earliest parts of the actual Migdash is the wall that rings 500 cubits and 500 cubits, and there we're learning that there were 5 gates. Now, of course, you could ask the question, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Rambam does not talk about the Mishkan. He does not give us any details about Mishkan Shiloh. He only talks about the second Beit HaMikdash. He doesn't even talk about the first Beit HaMikdash. We do have details about the first Beit HaMikdash. So it seems that Beit HaMikdash, nobody knows what will look like. The Meretz Hashem will be the first generation to find out when the Beit HaMikdash gets rebuilt. The second Beit HaMikdash, by analyzing it, we are able to extrapolate the basic principles that will be used for the building of the third Beit HaMikdash. And because it's through analysis, we'll have clarity about what the basic principles of the third Beit HaMikdash. So that's why the Rambam is giving us this description of the second Beit HaMikdash, which is to say that there will be a wall of around the Chamesh Meot Amma, a Chamesh Meot Amma, Kotel notwithstanding. Because that's part of the actual Migdash. The first line of defense, or first line of sacred scrimmage, is the actual area of these 500 by 500 sacred cubits. So that's line A. We learned about the first enclosure and the entrance ways into it. And tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we'll find out about the second line of scrimmage that ringed the Beit HaMigdash, our holy temple, in Yerushalayim, may be rebuilt speedily and in our days. Amen. Yeah, press the button.